Watch, UK anti-Israel activist calls on Muslim armies to wage jihad against Israel. By Kurt Zindelka on May 20, 2021. Footage has emerged online of an anti-Israel activist in Britain calling for the Muslim armies of the world to wage a jihad against the Jewish state. The deputy editor of the Jewish Chronicle, Jake Wallace Simons, shared a video on Wednesday of calls for jihad on British streets. In the video, a bearded man tells a reporter, "The reason why we are here is because we are Muslim. Those brothers in Philistine, sick, they're our brothers. That's our blood. Our war is won, our deed is won, our resolve is won." The activist continues by saying that the solution is very simple, explaining, "We have armies, we have tanks, we have soldiers. What are they waiting for? This goes out to the Muslim armies, what are you waiting for? Jihad is a responsibility on you. Wipe out that Zionist entity, how dare they occupy?" he said, before being drowned out by chants of Allahu Akbar from the crowd surrounding him. "Have you got no honor in you? The Muslim youth here, we the Muslims in the West. We are with you," the man declared, calling again on Islamic nations to remove the Zionists. "We don't fear anyone but Allah. We don't fear the United Nations, the British government, we don't give a damn. We only fear Allah," he concluded. The Jewish Chronicle deputy editor later shared pictures of Islamist activists waving placards calling for Muslim armies to liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is built on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. "Britain, you can do better than this," he said. Public displays of anti-Semitism in Britain have escalated following the re-emergence of violence in the Israel-Palestine conflict, after Hamas-linked terrorists began bombarding the Jewish state with rockets. On Sunday, for example, four men were arrested after footage emerged of a pro-Palestinian motorcade in London heard men shouting, "Fuck the Jews, fuck their mothers, fuck their daughters, and rape their daughters." The men have been alleged to be linked to another incident in Salford, Greater Manchester, in which two cars followed a Jewish man in his car before attempting to smash his windows. The day prior to the incident, mass protests were held across the country, including a large-scale rally in London. The anti-Israel rally was attended by former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who was suspended from the party over allegations of failing to take anti-Semitism seriously. At the demonstration, Mr. Corbyn called for the British government to recognise Palestine as a state and demanded that the United States and the UK cease military cooperation with Israel. The protest descended into chaos as young men began assaulting police officers with glass bottles and wooden sticks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.